meeting with Harriet Rogers, one of the curators in the Playful Pop-Up Books exhibition here at Tāmaki Pātaka Kōrero, the Central City Library. And she has offered to talk me through one of the fantastic artists who feature in the exhibition, the Czech print pop-up book artist, Vojtěch Kubasta. And so thank you, Harriet, and kia ora, welcome. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Sue.
So we're standing by one of the early cases as you walk into the exhibition, and you can tell that these books have come from a, you know, they're not absolutely contemporary. They've come from an earlier time, haven't they?
Yes, so the books that we have in this first case here are actually from the 1950s. So that was the period when Vojtěch Kubasta became quite well known and quite prolific in making pop-up books.
And tell me a little bit about him, what do we know about him and his work?
So Vojtěch Kubasta, he was born in Vienna in 1914, but he actually lived for most of his life in Prague, in what was then Czechoslovakia, and he lived there until his death in 1992. And he always really enjoyed art and he wanted to be an artist, but his father thought it would be a good idea for him to study architecture and engineering instead. And so that's what he did at university, but he very quickly moved away from that and back into art and ended up working as a book designer, as well as designing other things like advertisements for all sorts of things, porcelain, sewing machines, sunglasses. He was very prolific in his illustrations and designs.
So the pop-up book in a way is this lovely kind of marriage between the architecture and the art, isn't it?
Exactly. I think that's what he really enjoyed, was creating these 3D structures and working out clever ways that they could fit together and pop up when the book was opened. He had also worked for a while as a set designer for puppet theatres, which were a very popular form of entertainment in Czechoslovakia. And I think he took quite a lot of that type of design for the theatre stage and brought that into his books in wanting to create a kind of theatre set inside the book.
Fantastic. And so what books do we actually have? What are the stories that we've got illustrated in this case?
Right, so in the exhibition we've got two of his fairy tale books, which were the ones that he's probably most well known for. So we've got Cinderella and Snow White. So in Cinderella we've got the open to the page where the fairy godmother has created the carriage and the footman from the pumpkin and the mice. And they're all bowing, waiting for Cinderella to dance down the carpet and hop into the carriage and go away to the ball.
That's so fantastic.
It is, and that three-dimensional space created by the rows and rows of footmen.
You can really feel the carpet, can't you?
And it makes it as if you, the viewer, are Cinderella about to walk through and hop in the carriage. And Snow White we've got open at the point, maybe the turning point in the story, where the witch offers the apple, the poisoned apple, to Snow White while she's demurely darning a sock. And that's really great as well, because there's a little lever which the reader can use to make the witch lean forwards and offer out the apple. So it's as if you yourself are directing the story and right at this crucial moment, making the action happen.
Playing the part.
We've also got a nativity scene, which is a little earlier. And that one is a slightly different format. So that one, it's just the back cover that opens out to create the pop-up. And that's quite an elaborate design of the nativity with a whole range of angels and saints and animals and other people all lining up to see.
Including the wintry kind of context
yes,
of Europe.
Yes, it's definitely a European scene, isn't it? And even the animals that are there, there are rabbits and sheep and crows. And Kubasta was very keen on having lots of details, I think, for people to find in the illustrations and hidden sort of gems within the picture.
And you were telling me earlier that he was quite affected by the communist regime and the way that the publishing industry was then.
Right, yes. So the communist government took over the publishing industry in Czechoslovakia in 1948, and that had quite an impact on his career because they tightened up censorship a lot and they closed down a lot of publishing houses, so he was a lot more limited in what he could produce. And I think that's why fairy tales became such a great source of inspiration for him, because that was something that was safe to produce and you could interpret in lots of different ways. But his books were actually imported into Britain and America and were very popular there, although I think most people never knew the name of the illustrator and designer behind them. Mm-hmm. And Kubasta is quoted as saying that if he had been born in the West instead of in a communist country, he would have been another Walt Disney. But that never happened for him.
Was there a sense of him having that level of popularity within Czechoslovakia?
I think so. I think he was very popular in his own country. But I think he feels like he could have done even more, you know, if he'd had that worldwide fame that Disney achieved. Mm-hmm. And maybe the freedom to explore.
And the influence.
Exactly,
On other artists. You know, do we see his work in some way kind of influencing?
Yes. So even in America, there's a very popular, well-known designer, pop-up book designer called Robert Sabuda. And when he was 10 years old, he was given a Kubasta pop-up book. It was Cinderella, actually, the one that we've got here in front of us in the case. And he was amazed by this book and said that he couldn't believe that pop-up books could have such beautiful artwork inside them. And that really changed his perception of what a pop-up book should be and could be, and really influenced him in his future career in designing these books.
Mm. Amazing. And we have some of his other books that in our collection, don't
Robert
we?
Robert Sabuda or Kubasta?
Both.
Yeah, so we do have a few other Kubasta books in the collection which aren't on display in the exhibition, so a few more of his fairy tales, as well as Robinson Crusoe and Marco Polo, a few other classic kinds of stories. And Robert Sabuda, we have several of his in the collection and in the exhibition on display as well.
Fantastic. And so people are welcome at any time, inside or outside of the exhibition time, to come and ask to see those.
Of course. If they come into the reading room and ask us about the pop-up books in our collection, we're more than happy to get those out to have a look through.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Harriet. I don't know if there's any last word that you want to give us as a curator more broadly about the exhibition. Have you yet chosen your favourite?
Well, I felt like I had to be loyal to Kubasta, and I've chosen my favourite as Cinderella, because I really love that three-dimensional space and the way that you feel like you are really part of that story. So that has been my favourite, but it's a very tough choice because there are some great books in the exhibition and also different. So it's great to see the progression from these early ones in the 1950s right through and their influence on later ones up to the present day.
Brilliant. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.